Recovery Dharma, Second Edition, How to Use Buddhist Practices and Principles to Heal the Suffering of Addiction, a gift of Donna from the RD BIPOC Sangha. Preface. Once we make a decision to recover from addiction, to substances, habits, people, whatever, it can be scary. The feeling is often one of loss and loneliness, because recovery can shake our sense of some of our core identities and the concept of who we are. How will I relate to others? How can I remain steadfast in my decision? Change can be hard to face, even if we know we're letting go of something that's a danger to us. Recovery Dharma offers resources and a supportive setting for this brave change no matter what part of the journey you're on. This book presents the use of Buddhist practices and principles to recover from addiction of all kinds without the requirement of becoming a Buddhist. The Buddha taught that due to craving, greed, anger, and confusion, the mind may be a source of great suffering. With this path, we're using an ancient and proven way to transform our minds and behavior. We're choosing to trust in our own potential for wisdom, awakening, and compassion for others and ourselves. This book is a collaboration from members of our community. It's intended as a supportive guide for those new to this path, as well as long-term practitioners. It's structured around the three jewels of Buddhism, the Buddha, the potential for our own awakening and the goal of the path, the Dharma, the teachings and how we get there, and the Sangha, our community of wise friends and who we travel with. We'll share how we have used these teachings to recover from addiction in a way that honors what is wise and helpful for us individually, as opposed to a one-size-fits-all approach. Each of us has our own unique identities and life experiences. Some of us have experienced trauma or lifelong challenges due to being a minority in race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, social class status, disability status, etc. Our program recognizes that being in recovery also means healing and gaining wisdom within our own social identities. We encourage you to adapt this book and create inquiries that may help promote healing, growth, and understanding based on your own identity and experience. What is recovery dharma? Dharma is a Sanskrit word meaning truth, phenomena, or the nature of things. When it's capitalized, dharma usually means the teachings of the Buddha and the practices based on those teachings. The Buddha knew that all human beings to some extent struggle with craving, the powerful, sometimes blinding desire to change our thoughts, feelings, or circumstances. Those of us who experience addiction have been driven to use substances and/or harmful behaviors in a habitual pattern to try and create this desired change. Even though the Buddha didn't talk specifically about addiction, he understood the obsessive nature of the human mind. He understood our attachment to pleasure and aversion to pain. He understood the extreme measures we are willing to take, chasing what we want to feel and running away from feelings we fear. And he found a solution. This book describes a way to free ourselves from the suffering of addiction using Buddhist practices and principles. This program leads to recovery from addiction to substances, like alcohol and drugs, and from process addictions, like sex, gambling, pornography, technology, work, codependence, shopping, eating, media, self-harm, lying, stealing, and obsessive worrying. This is a path to freedom from any repetitive and habitual behavior that causes suffering. Some of us reading this book may be unfamiliar with Buddhism or have not used Buddhist practices as a pathway to recovery. There might also be unfamiliar Buddhist words and concepts in this book. We also understand that what we present in this book does not encompass all Buddhist traditions, lineages, teachings, and practices, and may to some extent differ from your own Buddhist practice. Our aim is to clearly describe our path and practice in recovery dharma for people new to recovery, new to Buddhism, and for those familiar with both. This book describes the original Buddhist teachings from which our program comes, the essence of Buddhism's fundamental and early teachings, the Four Noble Truths, to show how practicing the Eightfold Path is a pragmatic pathway which can transform the challenges of both early and long-term recovery. This is a renunciation-based program. Regardless of our individual addictions, all of our members commit to a basic abstinence from that substance or behavior. For process addictions like food and technology, Renunciation may mean establishing thoughtful boundaries and intentions. For some of us, abstinence from things like obsessive sexual behavior or compulsively seeking out love in relationships may be necessary as we work to understand and find meaningful boundaries. Many of us have found that after renouncing our primary addiction for a period of time, other harmful behaviors and process addictions become apparent in our lives. Rather than getting discouraged, we found that we can meet these behaviors with compassion, wisdom, and patient investigation into our habitual tendencies. We believe recovery is a lifelong, holistic process of peeling back layers of habits and conditioned behaviors to find our own potential for awakening. Our program is peer-led. We do not follow any one teacher or leader. We support each other as partners walking the path of recovery together. This is not a program based in dogma or religion, but in finding the truth for ourselves. This insight has worked for us, but is not the only path. It's fully compatible with other spiritual paths and programs of recovery. We know from our own experience that true recovery is only possible with the intention of radical honesty, understanding, awareness, and integrity, and we trust you to discover your own path. This is a program that asks us to never stop growing. It asks us to own our choices and be responsible for our own healing. It's based on mindfulness, kindness, generosity, forgiveness, and deep compassion. We do not rely on methods of shame and fear as motivators. These haven't worked in our own pasts and have often created more struggle and suffering through relapse and discouragement. The courage it takes to recover from addiction is ultimately courage of the heart, and we aim to support each other as we commit to this brave work. Many of us have spent a lot of time criticizing ourselves. In this program, we renounce violence and doing harm, including the violence and harm we do to ourselves. We believe in the healing power of forgiveness. We put our trust in our own potential to awaken and recover, in the Four Noble Truths of the Buddha, and in the people we meet and connect with in meetings and throughout our journey in recovery. Of course, we cannot escape the circumstances and conditions that are part of the human condition. We've already tried, through drugs and alcohol, through sex and codependency, through gambling and technology, through work and shopping, through food or the restriction of food, through obsession and the futile attempts to control our experiences and feelings, and we're here because it didn't work. This is a program that invites us to recognize and accept that some pain and disappointment will always be present, to investigate the unskillful ways we have dealt with that pain in the past, and to develop a habit of understanding, compassion, forgiveness, and insight toward our own pain, the pain of others, and the pain we have caused. Acceptance with insight and compassion is what creates freedom from the suffering that makes our pain seem unbearable. This book is only an introduction to a path that can bring liberation and freedom from the cycle of addiction. The intention and the hope of our program is that every person on the path will be empowered to make it their own. May you be happy. May you be at ease. May you be free from suffering. May all beings be free from suffering. Where to begin? How can we use Buddhism for our recovery? Outlined below are the areas that we suggest you concentrate your energy on while walking this path. We come to understand the Four Noble Truths and use them as a guide for our path of recovery. This program doesn't ask us to believe in anything other than our own potential to wake up, just allowing ourselves to believe that it's possible, or even might be possible. Through experiential learning, we realize that our efforts can make a difference, and this is a way to recover. Then we make a decision to repeatedly commit to this path. As we learn about the Four Noble Truths, including the Eightfold Path that leads to the end of the suffering caused by addiction, we put these principles into practice in our lives. This book presents an introduction to these truths and the Eightfold Path as a guide to a non-harming way of being in the world. It is both a philosophy and a plan of action. Meditation is an essential part of the program. This book contains some basic instructions for you, so you can start right away. Most of us have found it very helpful to attend meetings that include an opportunity to practice meditation with others. A key to this program is establishing a regular meditation practice, in and outside of meetings. This will help us begin the process of investigating our own minds, our reactivity, and our behavior. We look deeply at the nature and causes of our suffering so we can find a path to freedom that's based on authentic self-knowledge. The subsequent chapters discuss three aspects of the program. The three jewels of Buddhism, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, as a way of developing the wisdom, ethical conduct, and spiritual practice that leads to recovery. We hope that groups and individuals will use this book to customize their own course of recovery. We offer some suggestions in that spirit. You're invited to take what works for you and leave the rest. At the end of each section are inquiries for self-exploration. These questions can be used as part of a formal process with a mentor, wise friend, or group, as tools to explore a specific life situation, as guides for a daily self-inquiry practice, or as meeting discussion topics. A wise friend or mentor can be of great help in deepening your understanding, and we encourage you to reach out to people you encounter at meetings. Supportive friendships are an integral part of the practice. The questions may bring up shame, guilt, or sadness, or they may possibly activate trauma. It could be beneficial to set up a self-care strategy ahead of time. The intent of the questions is to deepen our practice so we can experience more freedom, not to bring us more suffering. Our path is not a checklist, but rather a practice in which we choose where and how to invest our energy in a way that is both wise and compassionate toward ourselves and others. This journey involves meditation, meetings, and written inventories, all of which can improve our lives greatly. The practice of the Eightfold Path helps us develop insight and compassion as we begin to look into the causes and conditions that led to our own suffering with addiction. This path doesn't have an end. There will continue to be suffering and challenges in life. This path offers a way to transform the suffering caused by our habitual reactions to these challenges, and an end to the illusion of escape we tried to find in substances or behaviors. It's a way to break our chains with our own hands. It's a path of deep freedom and refuge. The practice, renunciation. We understand addiction to describe the overwhelming craving and compulsive use of substances or behaviors to escape present time reality, either by clinging to pleasure or running from pain. We commit to the intention of abstinence from alcohol and other addictive substances. For those of us recovering from process addictions, particularly those for which complete abstinence is not possible, we also identify and commit to wise boundaries around our harmful behaviors, preferably with the help of a mentor or therapeutic professional. Meditation. We commit to the intention of developing a daily meditation practice. We use meditation as a tool to investigate our actions, intentions, reactivity, and the nature of our mind. Meditation is a personal practice, and we commit to finding a balanced effort toward this and other healthy practices on the path. Meetings. We attend recovery meetings whenever possible, in person and/or online, whether it be with Recovery Dharma, other Buddhist communities, or other recovery fellowships. In early recovery, it is recommended to attend a recovery meeting as often as possible. We also commit to becoming an active part of the community, offering our own experiences and service wherever possible. The path. We commit to deepening and broadening our understanding of the Four Noble Truths and to practicing the Eightfold Path in our daily lives. Inquiry and investigation. We explore the Four Noble Truths through writing and sharing in-depth, detailed inquiries. These can be worked on with the guidance of a mentor or therapist, in partnership with a trusted friend, or with a group. As we complete our written inquiries, we strive to hold ourselves accountable and take direct responsibility for our actions using wise intentions. This includes making amends for the harm we have caused in our past. Sangha, wise friends, mentors. We cultivate relationships within a recovery community to support our own recovery and the recovery of others. After we have completed significant work on our inquiries, established a meditation practice, and achieved renunciation from our addictive behaviors, we can become mentors to help others on their path to liberation from addiction. Anyone with any period of time of renunciation and practice can be of service to others in their Sangha. When mentors are not available, a group of wise friends can act as partners in self-inquiry and support each other's practice. Growth. We continue our study of Buddhist practices through reading, listening to Dharma talks, visiting and becoming members of recovery and spiritual sanghas, and attending meditation or retreats to enhance our understanding, wisdom, and practice. We undertake a lifelong journey of growth and awakening,